I remember us being succinct and precise.
I do not. Captain's Pod, personal log, star date 2011-75.1. Welcome back to the Sinterprise. I'm Captain Ian, and with me, as always, it's Ambassador Danae.
As always, during a personal log.
Wait.
I'm usually not in the personal
log. Yeah, it's a quasi-personal. No, this is a personal log.
Joint personal.
You're just joining.
Log.
This is a joint personal log. Great,
is that
I have
a
to
thing?
Redo the intro. No, it's not. No.
It really never has been a thing.
No, the weird joint one would be first officer's log. Because, say, like, Riker is out of action. Data has been first officer.
Right, okay.
And then he would say first officer's log. So I guess that would be the shared one. But, yeah, I guess
so
we
So does
are,
that mean I'm first officer now?
That's not what I said.
No. Oh, my God, I'm getting a promotion.
No, you're not.
Isn't
I think that,
a
that
promotion?
Would be... No. Well, no. It's not... Again, it's not a promotion because you don't hold a rank. Ambassador is a title. It's not a rank.
Mm.
It doesn't have any rights or privileges. It just has annoyances.
As the show progresses, I wonder if maybe I should be ranked.
I mean, it does happen. Like, Deanna, like, gets, like, a more official rank. She gets commander. She becomes a commander because she takes the exam.
I watched
put you
that
through
episode.
An exam. You did. We did watch that episode together. She had to kill Geordi.
She sure did.
And Riker was a dick about it. You're like, Riker's such a dick, just like swinging his dick around, not letting her pass the exam.
I don't think I said that at all.
I think I just imagined you saying that.
I didn't say that at all. Like, I'm so glad you don't speak for me on the show.
No, that's fair. Yeah, that's no, I don't do that.
Absolutely not what I said. I think I said he looks hot when he's mad.
Yeah, and he definitely looked mad.
I did enjoy that episode. There was, okay. Hi, everybody.
Hi, everyone.
Can we just, like, completely derail right off the bat?
Before you derail us even more, I wanted to tell them what this episode is about.
This
episode, this
is a personal update.
Yeah, this is a personal update.
This is the personal log.
This is the personal log. So the idea is that next week's proper episode, where we start covering season 3 of Strange New Worlds, is going to be a bumper episode. We're covering episodes 1 and 2 of the new season. But because we've had a bit of a hiatus, we know that we like to talk and that we're going to go on a bit of a, hey, how's your summer been? Oh, it's great. And then before you know it, half an hour has gone past and no Strange New Worlds has happened. So
we're getting all of it out in this episode.
We're getting all of it out now. You're going to get some, like, Star Trek updates, mm-hmm. some Captain's Pod updates, mm-hmm. some Ian and Danae updates, mm-hmm. and then just some personal shit updates.
And we're also going to try to keep it brief. And if you want the longer version, we'll have another place for you to go if
yes.
you want even more. Because, you know, you're coming here for Star Trek. You're not necessarily coming here for the personal logs. So we'll try to keep it succinct and precise for
yes,
you, even though a bit of derailing is already happening.
We are so good at being succinct
and precise.
And precise.
I think so,
yes.
too. You know, it's been long enough that we've done an episode. I think that could be the reality. Like, I remember us being succinct and precise.
I do not.
I want to apologize because there are a number of you on Discord that, right at the beginning of the hiatus, I actually watched an episode of Star Trek and I went into the Discord and I, like, alluded to this episode.
Which one was it?
And I was like, I bet if I told you the opening, everyone would guess it. I was going to do this thing. And I have now forgotten completely what the episode was.
Oh,
it's been long enough.
No.
I know.
I don't even know you did this.
I did. I was going to surprise you.
Yeah. I mean, a surprise for everybody.
It's a surprise, a disappointment, and a derailment all in one.
It's what you come for. It really is Captain's Pod in a nutshell.
I'm genuinely hoping that now that we're getting back into the swing of things, like, something jars it.
Did we watch it together or did
No.
you watch it on your own?
I think I watched it on my own.
You watched an episode of Star Trek on your own.
Do you feel betrayed?
Yeah, a little bit. What was I doing? I guess I may not have been here.
In England.
Yeah, I was probably in England at the time. Well, that's a nice segue because part of our hiatus has been to allow Ian, your lovely captain, to move to the United States of America. Yes, sir.
What a time to move.
Old timey. Yeah, so that's happened. So
yeah, so that's done now.
That's done.
We don't have to give you updates on the progress and the stress of all of that.
No.
It's kind of like just a time jump.
Oh, I thought this was my therapy thing.
No, that's in the longer version.
Okay.
This is the succinct precise
one.
Version.
Long story short, I was living in England. I have now moved to America and we are in the depths of establishing a basement studio where we can record all of our things from Captain's Pod, some gaming streams, and other content that we want to produce for you.
Yeah, yeah. It's really fun because this allows a lot of dreaming to happen, but then at the same time, this is the crippling reality of dream versus budget equals ...
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck are we doing here? Yeah. But we did agree on a wall color, which you will be able to see because we are going to be going live for our Captain's Pod episodes coming up next week. So
yes,
like we're still going to have a live show and do all that stuff. If we can get ready in the basement in time, it's going to happen. You'll get to see everything. Well, you get to see the wall color.
You got to see the beauty. We agreed immediately.
Yeah, it was so fast.
And then immediately went to Lowe's and started painting at about 8 p.m. at night.
We're those people that just suddenly decided we were going to paint a wall.
Our first live show, this is the important bit for everybody to note, will be Monday, the 21st of July. So that's 4 days after Strange New Worlds returns. And it's going to be at 1 p.m. Central Time on twitch.tv/cinemasinslive. And the CSPN YouTube live channel. So
normal places,
and then the episode covering episodes 1 and 2, we're doing it all in one big bumper session, and that will come out on Wednesday in your regular podcast.
And we are going to try to do it all in the same space in this basement. Mm-hmm. Try to fulfill the dream of this fun studio where we can do all this stuff, because we have heard your joy of when Ian and I recorded in the same space before.
It's pretty special.
And I went over and took things away from you because you wouldn't stop touching my things. So
but this time, this is my things, and you can't take them away. You can't take away my things, Danae. They're mine. I paid to have them shipped to America. They are mine.
But we, you know, you don't ever have to go and watch the visual stuff. We hope you just continue to enjoy the podcast as it is.
It should sound exactly the same.
Yeah, yeah. And this, again, is a very different kind of podcast. Speaking of personal, you did like a personal update.
Mm-hmm.
I should probably do a personal update too.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Danae, what's your personal update? Because this is our shared personal log.
That's right.
Yeah, you can do that.
Our shared personal log, because I am now also captain of the ship.
Nope, it's not what I said.
You told me, though, that this doesn't happen in Star Trek unless you're like sharing some kind of a title.
This Enterprise is a unique place where new things happen all of the time. Okay, so this is the shared captains and ambassador log.
Ambassador
tin.
Oh.
Ambapador?
Ambapador. It sounds like a pompadour.
Sounds Spanish. Yeah, there we go.
That's it. I think maybe the best update that I can give that you care the most about, oh, beloved listener, that we've missed so much,
is still dead.
All of the animals are still alive, is what I was going to say.
Yep. No extra animals either.
It's come close.
It did.
It's come close in a very alarming way. I lost my sanity, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And for Iris's birthday, I strongly considered a puppy.
I can't believe that was on the cards. I don't know if that was on the cards as much as I knew it was.
Yeah, I was really, really wanting to do that.
Yeah.
Because that puppy was adorable. And I know that's what they're designed to be. So, so cute, so that they survive, because no one wants to hurt an adorable thing, right? Like, it's just part of their...
Nobody's sane.
Yes.
More plants, though. You've had more plants. No more plants?
No, you wouldn't let me buy a plant.
No, that's true.
When we went to Lowe's for...
Iris wouldn't let you either.
When we went to Lowe's for the paint.
Yes.
You're like, is there anything else we need? And I said, we could go look at the plants. Sometimes they're on clearance. And you're like, no.
Nope. And I did manage to get Iris to drag you away from plants as well.
Yes.
Until she realized the game was don't buy things you want. And then she went to the like toy aisle and started like grabbing things. I was like, no, I can't have
you lost both of you. Of us.
I lost both of you immediately.
I went to the pen aisle for new pens and paper. Yeah. And she ran towards the toys. And you realized that you had lost control.
I had lost control in Target. And I just sat there and cried.
Mm-hmm.
It was sad. Well, Ambassador, I have a Strange New Worlds update for you that I don't know if you know this or not.
Oh, are we on to some Trekkie stuff?
Should we do some Trekkie stuff?
Yeah.
Are there any other personal updates? Anything else we want to cover? Well, actually, do you want to segue us into if you do want to know more personal updates, yes, where can they go for that?
Yeah, I think the deeper dive stuff can exist over kind of on our personal project that we're just starting.
Yes.
So as you heard, we're going to be developing the basement into our studio, and that is going to be something we can show progress on. And we're going to use our own Patreon for that. So this is a different from the CinemaSins Patreon. This is an Ian and Danae Patreon. So
what's it called, Danae?
It's Ian and Danae. It's so... and we didn't really get creative with that one.
No, we decided simple was best.
Yes. So we're going to, effective immediately, start releasing more content there. So it will include things like a personal log that is more in-depth and personal, because maybe you don't want to hear all of the Ian and Danae stories and you just want to stick to the Star Trek. We understand that. So we're going to keep this large about Star Trek, and then the more personal stuff will be over there. So you can go check that out. We plan on posting like picture updates, and when we go live for streaming games like Minecraft, which we've got some fun plans for Minecraft.
Yes.
We have a Captain's Pod Realm in the works for inviting you guys to join us, so that when we play Minecraft, you can join us. If that's kind of something that you'd be excited about, that'll all be over at patreon.com/IanandDanae. Baldur's Gate streams, all those things. Mm-hmm. We'll start doing more updates there more meticulously.
Yeah, and eventually we'll do the tiers and whatnot, but right now it's just head on over and sign up for updates. And that's the best place to go to find out what Ian and Danae are doing next.
But let's dig into some Star Trek stuff.
I've been dying to tell you this, and I've held it under my hat, and I'll be really kind of miffed if you knew this already.
Okay.
Did you know?
Yes.
Strange New Worlds is coming to an end.
Yeah, of course he's gonna die, man.
Okay, fair. Fair.
Were you not aware of that?
You can say that about every TV show, though, because they're all gonna die eventually.
Well, the character starts off as a character that we know dies.
Very true. Okay, so specifically, the show Strange New Worlds, we know is coming to an end now. Did you know that?
Is it in season 3 that it's coming to an end?
It's not. Okay. This is unheard of, pretty much.
Please don't say it's going to 12. 12 seasons.
That would be incredible.
No,
I would love
that. No, are you kidding?
No, it'd be. Yeah, no, I would love
it
that.
It gets so shit when they take it that long.
No, it doesn't. Some of the best episodes of TNG are in season 7. Also, some of the worst, but some of the best as well. No, so Paramount has done the decent thing and told us exactly how much Strange New Worlds we have left. So
okay,
it's been renewed for season 4 and season 5.
Wow.
And it will end with season 5. Which will be a 6-episode run.
Okay.
So we have the 10 episodes of season 3, 10 episodes of season 4, and then 6 episodes of season 5. That is it.
That's a lot.
You might be the only person in the world that has that opinion.
That's a lot.
So how does that make you? I think you're happy about that.
I am happy that they know that there's going to be an end, but I always get nervous that the end is always rushed. So I'm very interested to see how they're able to honor the time limit.
Like, they know, like, they've already written season 4 and they're making season 5. I think they're in the process of filming it.
They're in the process of filming 5?
No, 4.
Okay.
Which means that they, at the very least, know that season 5 is the end before they've written it.
Yeah.
Is my understanding. So that's kind of great.
They're in the process of filming 4.
Yes.
And then the execs come to them and they say, season 5 is the end. How fast can you wrap up your loose ends? And they say 6 episodes.
Yeah, I think it's more like you're getting 6 episodes, wrap it up.
Yeah.
But I feel like they knew. Like every new Star Trek show so far has had 5 seasons.
Okay.
Discovery had 5. Lower Decks had 5. Picard is the exception, having 3. But it was kind of this trend was appearing of 5 seasons and you're done. And I guess that makes sense. And it's, I guess they know how they're going to now transition into Pike's untimely, we know, end. And then the transition into Kirk taking over. So
how many people on the ship know that he's going to die?
Good question. I don't think he shared it with everyone. I think it's Spock.
Did he share it with Spock?
Number
or
one?
Was it just his number? I thought it was
it
just
might
number
just be
one.
Number one.
She might
future
be the
Spock
only one.
Knew, or alternate future Spock from... At the end of season one, he got thrown into the future and had to explain it to the Spock of the future.
Okay.
But yeah, I think it might just be number one.
I also feel like now's a good time to say that Ian plans on like refreshing himself on the episodes, and I plan on going in raw.
Yeah, all I'm going to do is rewatch season 2, episode 10, Hegemony, because that is the cliffhanger. And I'd forgotten there was a cliffhanger. So I'm going to rewatch that. Yeah.
If I know you,
I'm not rewatching. I don't have time to rewatch them all. Sure you do. I will.
Yeah. You just don't sleep. That's fine. You don't need sleep.
I do need sleep. I'm getting really grouchy when I don't get sleep. I'm grouchier and grouchier. Yeah. My mid-30s are the time of sleep.
It is going to be interesting, going back into the personal log part of things. It is going to be interesting doing the show with you and also working with you.
Yeah.
Because you are grumpy.
I can be grumpy, yes.
You. It was grumpy times today.
Yeah, when I got to some troubleshooting. So what grumps me out the most is... What grumps me out the most is when I'm prepared to do some troubleshooting, but something fucks me before I get there. And this time, I was anticipating doing audio troubleshooting. What I wasn't anticipating is my mic arm falling apart and then the knob that I need to screw my mic in being the wrong fucking size.
I'm so sorry. I'm laughing.
I don't understand. Somehow I brought 3 mic arms with me and half of 2 of them worked and the other half wasn't. So I had this puzzle that just was not fitting together. I got so grumpy.
You were very grumpy. And I remember like sitting there and I'm trying to write my script and I'm trying to do my shit. And I look up and you're just like growling and you're like emoting. And I had this thought, this is what it's like to work with me because I do the same exact thing. We are so similar. So I hope, I hope we don't like grump together.
But I feel like we'll give each other some empathy and understanding because we know, that feeling really well.
Yeah, I certainly have. That's why I'm bringing it up as show fodder is because I have empathy, you know, and I'm definitely not using it for entertainment value. And I'm definitely not suggesting that we need to have like a punching bag down and it's like hanging from the ceiling so we can get our angst out.
Yeah, we actually have a perfect spot for a punching bag.
It's a big punching
bag. No, it's not in my chair. But there was a moment when you said, I can go upstairs and get you some like connector options. And I think my response was something like, I'm too grumpy to answer a question right now. Do whatever you want to do.
That's what you said. Yes. And then whenever I thought that I had a plug-in, because this was, you had 17 things go wrong today.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And on like the 15th one, I knew I had a feeling I had a solution. I was like, I think I have an old plug that will work. And I was like, do you want me to? And you're like, you made a noise and I said, do you want me to just wait until you've exhausted all your options before getting involved? And you said, yep.
And I quickly did because the problem was I ran out of English adapters. There was no way of fixing that one unless you're a hoarder and you keep AC adapters
from the 90s
15
or
years
something.
Ago and it works. It just plugs straight in and it worked. So that was beautiful.
I love that moment because I said I felt like a hero, like my hoarding had afforded me this like big win and you're doing it now, rolling your eyes.
I'm like, nope. I almost wish it hadn't worked because this like endorsed some hoarding.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
I keep the weird plugins because I never know what I'm going to find. Mm-hmm. And the weird plugins are like, you can't just type into the internet weird plugin for this and find what you need.
No, understandably.
Yeah, it's too vague.
Understandably.
Anyway, back to Star Trek.
Yeah, back to Star Trek.
Can I tell you my Star Trek news?
Yeah, what's your Star Trek news?
Okay, here's my bit of Star Trek news. This is from TrekMovie.com.
I like Trek Movie.
Title says, Star Trek, Starfleet Academy Campus and Strange New Worlds Holodeck Experiences coming to SDCC 2025.
Oh, let's go.
Do you want me to read this a little bit?
Yeah.
On July 8th, Paramount announced details for Star Trek Universe panel focusing on Star Trek, Starfleet Academy, and Strange New Worlds. So they have, quote, giant annual genre event that kicks off in a couple of weeks with a Star Trek themed experience as part of the Paramount Plus Lodge. So for the 3rd year in a row, Paramount is bringing the Lodge back to the Gaslamp District during the San Diego Comic-Con. And they're promising a feature the biggest, boldest, and most immersive fan experience yet.
Oh my gosh, can we go?
I mean, this is why I'm talking to you about it, because it's a few weeks away.
Or San Diego.
It's like, we'd have to buy tickets and just go now, I think.
Yeah. Sorry guys, we won't be covering Strange New Worlds. We'll be at Comic-Con.
We could do it from Comic-Con.
Oh, of course we could.
It just depends on how much money we want to spend and how quickly I can get Iris a little costume.
Yeah. Yes. A triple. We can make a triple 100% immediately.
Should be a triple. Yeah, yeah, we would just go to the carpet store.
So, it would pay for itself. We'd have people throwing money at us.
According to the hype from the official announcement, the Star Trek experiences are designed for free exploration, social sharing, and full throttle fandom. They're invited to step inside an oversized Starfleet holodeck.
Okay.
A fully immersive sci-fi playground featuring a series of interactive vignettes, each inspired by specific episodes from the upcoming season.
Wow.
Of Strange New Worlds. And then for the Starfleet Academy side of things, you can sip cosmic cocktails in the romantic intergalactic love lounge. Ooh.
The sin there is that for the holodeck thing is that the Strange New Worlds Enterprise doesn't have a holodeck. Holodeck technology isn't
it's
there yet.
Come on. It's not. It's the quit. You quit.
I ain't going to quit it. It's my job.
Or love lounge. Or dive into a campus-inspired environment of the Star Trek Starfleet Academy space that features exclusive themed swag.
Nice.
So I guess there's like a space that they've made like look like the set.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Well, it's fun because Starfleet is based in San Francisco in universe. So, and I know that's not San Diego, but it's nice that it's in the same state.
Yeah.
It's a fun thing to do. Because some of the show might be based in San Diego. Who knows? Wait, hang on. Cool. No, that's not true because it's in the future. I know all of the shows in the future, but Starfleet Academy specifically is in the 31st century, I think.
I just think like with the technology updates that we have for screens, I can imagine that you go into a room that has the holodeck squares on it.
Yes.
And then each black spot is actually a screen and then they flip it on and you're kind of genuinely immersed in something.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen escape rooms do some pretty impressive stuff. We're not super far away from a holodeck-like experience that includes a headset.
We're already there with VR.
Yeah, we're there with like headsets and the little like motion flooring that you can have. I want it. I want it so bad.
Have you ever had a VR?
No, I've never owned one. No.
They're a trip.
I've used one.
Yeah.
Yeah. My brother used to have one and I took a roller coaster ride and it's, yeah, a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot. I enjoyed it. I want to have a VR headset for several reasons, and one of them includes art. There's like some really cool stuff you can do with art inside of the VR world. But the rides and things are super fun. As long as I'm strapped into something, I don't like
physically
end up falling.
It'll happen.
Poor videos of people that genuinely just forget and their body takes over and all of a sudden they're running into the refrigerators and stuff.
Just falling through the floor into the basement.
But the one that I had most recently was where you put your phone. It was like Pixel.
Mm-hmm.
You put your phone into it.
Yeah.
And you just strap
like
it to your head and you're just like half of an inch from a gigantic screen. Yeah. And I just remember being told, like, you're too close to the screen. You're going to burn your eyes out. And I just couldn't keep doing it. I thought,
that's amazing.
I'm like, I already have messed up eyes. what is this doing to me?
Well, Star Trek did that first as well with the
messed
game.
Up my eyes?
Yeah, definitely. No, the game. Wesley's game.
Oh, yes, their sex
on
game.
And then it's at the sex game that zaps the eyes. And they were right. It'll be used for sex first.
I don't have any personal experience with that. I just want to clarify that.
I have another personal update that is not VR based. Yes.
Or a Star Trek update.
This is both. This is very exciting. I finally got a replicator. I got a 3D printer.
I wish there was a way to describe the face that Ian is making right now.
Join the live show and I'll replicate it.
Wow. Yeah, it is just mouth open, eyes shining, so like the happiest boy
so
ever.
So happy. A lot of research. I ended up going with a bit of a starter printer, the Bamboo Labs A1 combo.
And for everybody who just started snoring, let's get to the good stuff. Yes, we do plan on 3D printing the DERPA prize.
Yes, it is. Once I can do some 3D modeling, we're going to do that. And obviously the worse it is, the better. So I've got my filament. I haven't set it up yet, but I've got to get a stable worktop. And yeah, we're going to start 3D printing some stuff. Let's go.
Yeah, we really have to figure out the microphones first, but that's on the list of things to do.
I'm not
going to
3D print a microphone.
I mean, like, we have a to-do list, and we need to be able to actually...
Yeah.
Okay.
Replicator is at the top.
Yeah,
everything follows afterwards. Because what if we have a part that we're missing that I need to 3D print?
Right, of course. Of course. This is my life now, isn't it?
This is your life. It's surrounded by 3D printed things. Of course, Iris wants a lot of Pokemon.
Oh, Iris is so excited about this.
Immediately, yeah. Have you printed anything yet? No, it's still in the box.
Yeah,
that's genuinely exciting for me. That's a purchase I have been thinking about genuinely since 2012. 13 years.
I am excited for you. I'm a little nervous with having an indoor cat. who's meant to be an outdoor cat but has acclimated to be indoors.
Yeah, like, well, the cat won't be in the basement.
He will, though.
He won't be when the 3D printer is running. Guarantee that.
Okay.
Not happening.
Okay.
Not unless you, and that is for his.
This is a new rule. I'm just thinking.
I've just worked out this rule, which is why I've just put this
in
together.
In the moment, house rules.
If this is for his protection, if he goes down there and swats at it, it will do damage to him as well as my printer.
And which one do you care more about?
It will do damage to him as well as my printer. I plead the fifth, which I can do now. I live in America.
What other Star Trek news do we have?
That was obnoxious.
Should we talk about my tattoo?
Oh, yeah. I guess that's the most relevant bit of Star Trek news. Yeah.
Yeah. We were, I was at dinner with some friends that I'm making. I'm trying to be social with the school moms because that's apparently like part of.
That's
like,
important.
If you know, when you make a profile on a site and they want to know like the hits, they want to know the bullet points of who you are. I guess technically I have to put like school mom.
You are, by
because
definition.
That is a huge part of my life. Again, more about that on our personal our personal logs.
Ian and Danae at Patreon.
But we were together having dinner. I'm being social, making new friends, and the topic of like fake tattoos comes up. And I sat there during this dinner going, am I going to tell him that right now I have a football-sized pretend tattoo on my thigh of the Klingon symbol along with some words that you wrote?
Not some words, one word.
Which is, what was it?
Kapla. Success. Written in Klingon.
Yeah.
Klingonese.
Okay, back up a bit. Important information. Last summer, I got Iris some tattoo markers. I think Bic makes them. And essentially, it's just a marker that...
They're really cool.
Yeah, they're like alcohol-based, so they're safe for the skin, so they say. Mm-hmm. But you can just draw on the skin, and they're kind of more intended to be put on your skin and not harm you. And we still have them. They're still in great working order. And every once in a while, I'll just be like, hey, you know what? You want to give me a tattoo? And Iris loves to give me tattoos.
Yeah.
They are big.
Dioramas.
They're sometimes like the most elaborate thing ever.
Entire Wind in the Willows chapters just on your back.
Yes. My sheets are ruined. No, they're not. But no. They are definitely... I have clothing that still has stains on it. So yes, while they will wash off your skin, will they come off of clothing? A big fat TBD there. Mm. But anyway, it just so happened that Ian, also here, was like, I'll do a tattoo. So I couldn't look. So Iris was giving me a tattoo on my back and Ian was giving me a tattoo on my leg. And I just got to like hang out and like, it's very different from a real tattoo. There's zero pain involved.
Oh, there's no pain in this. Sometimes when Iris does it.
Yeah, I guess it does get a little scrapey sometimes. And also, if you're just in a really awkward position, that's your fault.
That can be uncomfortable, yeah.
But nothing like an actual tattoo. And then at the very end, I look over and my entire...
Glorious.
It's just this big...
Glory to you and your thigh.
I did show the ladies the tattoo.
Yes. Were they impressed? Did they know what it was? They didn't know what it was.
It was like two parts.
Oh, okay.
No, three parts.
Uh-huh.
One was, is that really your leg? Which was interesting.
Oh, nice.
I was like, yes, that is my pasty white chicken leg. Yes. Thank you. Two, what the fuck is that? And then three, what does it say?
Nice.
And I had forgot.
Oh, for God.
So I made it up.
What did you tell them it meant?
Courage.
I mean, yeah, I'll allow it.
I forgot.
I'll allow it.
What does it actually mean?
Success.
That is not the same thing.
No, it kind of is because it's a greeting and a farewell. It's kind of like, success in everything you do. So for a Klingon, that would be like courage. Like, yeah.
Okay.
So kapok could actually work with that very well.
I feel like if you understand the Klingon as an alien and you had any Klingon word on you, you could just say some very aggressive, successful type words and it would still work.
Yeah. You speak the lies of a Tarkak.
I don't know what that meant.
I can't remember, but it's definitely swearing.
Great.
Yeah.
I would probably get Klingon tattooed on me.
The word Klingon in Klingon?
It's really cool looking.
It's great. The symbols are incredible. Yeah, I don't know if we can share it.
Yeah, sure. We'll put it on the Patreon.
Yeah, we'll share it up on the Patreon. I am genuinely proud of this piece of artwork. And I was like, you know, you could get that tattooed on you because I was like, it's kind of cool. I kind of like it.
You did not do a bad job.
Thank you. Well, I think that's a great way to like stop our update before we don't have a podcast together anymore. But yes, we will be returning very imminently in your podcast feed. So I think the plan is this comes out today, which is, I believe, Saturday. And then 4 days from now on Wednesday or Tuesday, if you join the Sin Club, you will have our coverage of Strange New Worlds season three, episode 1 and 2. And we will continue from then on going weekly with our usual Captain's Pod Strange New Worlds format. I was going to ask you if you're looking forward to anything with season 3, but we're going to do that with Aaron. That'll be
that'll be next time.
At the beginning of the episode. Yeah.
But. And as always, if you want to catch the live show, that'll be airing on Twitch and YouTube. So if you can catch it live, that's awesome. It is recorded in the middle of a work day. We know that. Sorry about that. But you can always watch it later also. I think it stays on Twitch for 2 weeks and it's available on YouTube anytime.
Forever and ever. And join the Cinema Sins Discord, discord.gg/cinemasins, and jump into the Captain's Pod channel. We dip in there, even over the hiatus, we've dipped in there, shared memes, shared updates. Captain's Pod is going to be coming back very shortly and it sucked to be away from you. I've been itching to talk about some Star Trek, as much as the break has been much, much needed. It's really cool to come back and get into a routine of talking Star Trek with you guys.
Can we share one more story about Star Trek before we go?
Do it.
This is like a little personal thing too. Because I was just thinking about like...
Is this with the Fireflies?
Ending the show and like saying live long in Podspur. And then I remembered something that Iris did.
Mm-hmm. It was amazing.
So cute. It was just a couple nights ago. We were outside and it is summertime and the fireflies are going and I catch a firefly and I release it and she looks up to it and she goes, live long and prosper. And she puts her little hands up.
It was incredible. Like she remembered it. I was like, you remembered the thing, not just the hand symbol, because she does that
a lot. Yeah.
But she did the live long and prosper as well.
I smiled. I thought it was so sweet, like to say that to a firefly. But then I also needed to see what you look like.
Oh my gosh. And
you were so proud.
Never been proud.
And your heart, it was like growing in your chest. You're like, oh. And I think you pulled out your phone and snapped a picture. Like,
yeah, no,
this moment forever.
Oh, we'll put that up on Patreon as well. It was a beautiful moment. It was so sweet.
I put my hand up with her and then she turned to me and we put our hands together.
Vulcan high five.
This whole moment.
It was so great. And the sentiment was beautiful. And after she's like, what does prosper mean?
Yeah.
And I'm like, she still used it correctly without knowing what prosper meant. Oh, that was that was a beautiful moment.
So we're excited to share these stories and more. Like Ian said, you can catch the show per usual back to our normal format next week. You can catch our personal stuff over at our personal Patreon, patreon.com/IanandDanae. And we'll see you guys next week. Bye for now.
Bye. Live long and prosper.
Thanks for listening. Want to connect with the show? Our hailing frequencies are always open through captainspod@cinemasins.com. Like, comment, and subscribe on your podcast player of choice, and be sure to visit cinemasins.com.
Check, check, test, test, test.
Sit down, sir.
Oh, fuck.
All right, talking to there.
Into there. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Am I allowed to move? Are you going to get mad at me if I move this?
No. Not as long as you, like, actually talk into the microphone. Didn't you just get some rubber bands?
Yeah, I bought some rubber bands.
Do you know you bought or brought?
Both. I bought them from the store and brought them home.
I thought you meant brought from the UK.
Why would I?
That was going to be my question.
For context, I ended up leaving behind a packet of crumpets because they were overweight. So like I was shedding stuff like I was sinking in order to get my luggage to be the right weight.
Those poor crumpets.
For the move over here.
Can't you just imagine them? They're kind of like, you know, like in a sinking ship. And they're like standing on the deck of the ship.
Oi, you leaving us behind?
And they're just slowly sinking, just absorbing the water before.
Do you know how buoyant I am?
Disappearing into the waves.
Shove me under your elbows and I'll be a flotation device for you.
And there's you on the ship, like going away. You've been rescued. You've got all your stuff.
I've got more valuable things to take with me. I don't need the crumpets.
However, if I was there, I would be on the rescue boat.
Munching crumpets.
Just crying because they're because I love them so much.
It did hurt. Leaving them behind hurt because I had to leave them behind. And this was so dumb. I was trying to, for a minute, I was going to pack 6 little bottles of a beverage called Iron Brew, which everyone in England will know what Iron Brew is, and it's a like Scottish drink.
It's a famous Scottish. That's what. Yeah.
What do you what do you think it is?
It's a famous Scottish drink.
What do you think? What do you think the flavor of it is?
Scottish.
Yeah, actually. Yeah.
It was a whiskey. Is that wrong?
It's a tangy orange fizzy carbonated drink that is sharp, and Aaron Dicer fell in love with it.
Oh, you were going to try to bring some for Aaron.
I was going to bring him 6 bottles, and then I just realized that carbonated beverages don't do well under any kind of change in pressure. So I decided not to, and I drank them all.
Are you allowed to bring those from England?
I don't know, because it's a food and beverage.
Yeah, I don't
thing.
Know that you
I don't
can do that.
No.
I mean, I'm wondering when you bring the favorite chocolates back, if you're allowed.
That's interesting, because I wouldn't. So there's these.
We shouldn't talk about this.
There are chocolates called Guilian chocolates, and
chocolates.
They're like hazelnut truffle chocolates with like a thin layer of chocolate on the outside to keep it all together. And they're all in the shape of seashells. And Danae fell madly in love with them.
I did. And then the last time you brought some to me, my dog ate them all. And then we had literally a shitstorm.
Yeah. It was runny poo.
It's great stuff.
Yeah. But I did manage to bring 3 boxes on this trip. So I sacrificed the crumpets.
This time you shipped over more material. And we'll get to that in a second. Yeah. But I'm just now thinking how funny it would have been if in your subwoofer you had stuffed crumpets, because fast forward, the subwoofer was actually sent to a facility, we assume, that could scan the item and x-ray it to make sure that it didn't have any like cocaine in it or something, because it went to fucking Canada.
Yeah, the more I think about it, the less that makes sense. So I weighed this up a lot. I had my sound bar and my subwoofer, and altogether they were £300, which is about $400. And
I'm glad you specified, because I thought you meant that's how much they weighed.
No, I would not be shipping those. My goodness.
Jesus Christ, that is a massive subwoofer.
Beast. It was going to cost about $80 to $100 to ship them to America. And I'm like, I'm not going to be able to buy a new one for that price, so I'll just bite the bullet and I'll send it. Anyway, fast forward, the sound bar makes it within like 3 to 4 days.
Perfect.
I have tracking on the subwoofer. Takes the same initial journey. It goes to Birmingham, then to Scotland, and then it goes to Philadelphia, I believe, where it does its customs thing, passes all of the customs checks, goes to, where was it? Like
Kansas?
Kansas sounds right. Ends up in Kansas, and then goes to Ontario, Canada.
It was like, a very...
wait.
I remember you're tracking it, and you're like,
no.
Yeah. I like the story of the crumpets needing to be, if you had filled it with crumpets.
I wish I had now.
It's amazing.
I had some space left over. Like I had some weight allowance. So yeah. I could have like, could you imagine they scanned it and they're like, we know something is in there.
And then they open it up.
This has to be contraband. They open it up and it's just crumpets.
Which probably technically is contraband.
Oh, it is in England. It's beautiful crumpet.
Okay.
Are we recording now?
Yeah, we're recording.
Okay, cool.
But did you notice that my microphone's like above my head?
That's interesting. Are you going to hurt your neck?
Yeah, probably.
Getting fat? Okay, that's good. Good to know.
Are you going to kick us off?
Yeah,
oh, Captain.
I've lost the star date. Here we go.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.